back, my friends. Welcome to hour number two of Resurrect the Republic. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. Thanks for joining us tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please support the network. It's up to you. If you enjoy what you hear, please support the network. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org and click to donate. If you'd like to support this broadcast, go to courtroomwatch.com or courtroomwatch.org. Find my click to donate. It's about 8 posts or 9 posts down. You'll see it. And please, all your help is greatly appreciated. It keeps us activists up and running. Thanks for joining us tonight. We're going to have Gary and Chris. I was so pleased to find out last night that while the patriots and Amish are languishing in prison, that the kosher meat packing plant executive who committed banking fraud and hired almost 400 illegal immigrants gets a pass, gets out of the witch's prison. Hundreds of those great law enforcement officials lining up by the hundreds to promote the release of someone who really deserves to be in prison. And meanwhile, the Amish farmers going to prison for selling hand cream that uses the word heel on it. And Tom Lacobar sitting in the witch's halfway house and can't get back to a full life. The lives are being destroyed all around the country, and I don't see how anything has changed. Is it not just nothing more than year number 9 of the Obama administration? I mean, everything else is window dressing. Every three-letter agency is still up and running. Every one of them. And you know what? They're getting bigger. The drug war's getting bigger. The military's getting bigger. The national security state's getting bigger. Patriots all around the country are getting locked up and jerked over and having their lives destroyed while the Zionist meat packing executive gets a pass. Oh, and by the way, the entire political spectrum from left to right was fully in support of releasing Mr. whatever his name was, our lovely Zionist darling of the banking establishment who gets a pass after committing banking fraud, hiring 400 illegal immigrants to work at his plant. I mean, how do we solve the illegal labor problem? I predicted this a while back, and I can remember the broadcast because another broadcaster called in and said, Donald John Trump is going to do it for us. You got to guarantee. So while he's pretending to build a wall, which is never going to work because walls can be breached in a number of ways, the real problem, and I predicted this, I said Trump's going to pretend he's going to build a wall. He may even get a couple of hundred miles done. And they're not going to keep anybody out because people are going to go around those little gaps in the canyons and valleys and mountaintops where there's no wall. The wall's not going to cover the entire border, please. They're going to find excuses to not build here because it's an environmental no-go zone and there's a snail darter fish turtle that's in this area, so we can't build here. You just watch and see how much wall really gets built, how much really has been built. It doesn't take long seeing that Congress funded the wall like 11 years ago and then allocated the money for the wall. I'm sure all the contractors got paid and the wall never got built. And meanwhile, Donald Trump's darling Zionist pig is getting a pass out of prison while he's hiring 400. What kind of example does that set to the employers who are using the illegals, which are taking my job, your job, and everybody else's, driving everybody else's wages down through the floor? I watched it happen. I got let go of a job down south. A bunch of Mexicans got out of the truck. He said, here's your last paycheck, Eric. I got 3 for the price of 1. Guess what happened? After most of the local boys, so to speak, and I wasn't local to the Carolinas, I just happened to be working down there as kind of, winter work. And after they got rid of all the quote-unquote, Americans, so to speak, the people who've been here all their life, putting into the system, whose families grew up and raised here, and we've been paying, we're getting our tax money ripped off and squandered and supporting this military-industrial complex. Okay, when all the locals, supposedly, so to speak, were gone, the Mexican guys did a quick de facto unionization and they said, guess what? We're not coming to work tomorrow, boss. We're all going on strike until you give us the exact same money that you were giving the guys you just fired. And these guys were not, some of the illegals do good work occasionally. Most of them don't. I watched it happen. Most of the work taking place at this job was garbage if it was done by the slave labor pool, so to speak. So did you get that? How's that for perfect karma? All these employers thought they were going to get a big gig. They're going to get five guys for the price of two, and they got rid of all the local people who were, you know, keeping their community up and paying into it. And don't forget, these illegals send their money home. They don't pump their money back into the economy and buy a piece of land and try to get building something and make improvements in the community and contribute to the town they live in. No, they send their money home. That's why Wells Fargo, press 6 for transfer your money out of the country. And it's getting transferred out of the country, and that's just one of the ways. But I thought that was great. After all the local boys have been fired because Mr. Cheap, stinking, retarded, idiot, dumbass contractor thought he was going to get a whole bunch of extra laborers for the same price, they all said, we want the same money they got. You guys you just fired are making, or we're not coming. And guess what? And they had to pay these guys top dollar now for crappy work. Don't you love it? Let's see. So God got him on that one. It was not a nice way. I don't like to see this happen. I don't enjoy watching my country and my economy be destroyed. But anyway, I thought that was precious that while, you know, Trump sees fit to pardon a guy who's employing 400 illegals and really deserves to be in prison. And meanwhile, every patriot from the Bundys to Tom Lacovara to the Amish farmer to the woman who didn't want to get her child vaccinated to the woman who's growing vegetables in her front yard instead of the backyard to the Victor DePonso who had jails for judges and he got incarcerated unlawfully. Shane Bennett, I could run down the list of patriots for a year and barely touch the list. Okay, all languishing in the witch's prison, all getting jerked over and have their lives complete, families ripped apart, lives destroyed by the witch's court, while the illegal business employing business owner gets a pass. And I predicted this. I said, you watch, Trump ain't going to, where the problem really is with the illegal immigrant labor is the employers. As long as that little goodie is being held out, is it, come here, come and get it, we'll employ you, we'll give you lots of work, come, yes. Nice and cheap, right? Yeah, okay, you work cheaper than American guy, right? Oh, good, yes, you come, we work nice and cheap, sure. Yeah, and so look what's happening to the, so they get a pass. Trump's going to talk out of both corners of his mouth. He's going to tell you, we're going to solve this problem with the illegals, going to build a wall and all this stuff. And they're going to say, Donald John Trump, whoop-dee-dee. And then what does he do while you're not looking? He pardons one of the very people who's causing the problem, who's making it so these illegal immigrants want to come here in the first place. And I don't begrudge anybody coming here. Come through the system. We take millions of people a year through the system. That's plenty. We don't need a bunch of people bum-rushing our border. So please support the network if you enjoy what you hear. And we count on you out there. This is all about us. It's a team. Once again, Tom used the right word. We're a team here. Not just the broadcasters with RTR and Eric the Freedom Screamer and Lori and Gary and Chris and all our people who are joining together, but all you out there. You're a part of this, too. We're all in a crucial cog in the wheel. So please show your support by keeping this network up and running. I'll entertain some other ideas. As far as I know, this is the last true open forum network in the quote-unquote that exists. I can't see why people wouldn't be fleeing to this right now. What are you going to do, go over to Fox News, which is owned by the Saudis, and have them tell you that the national security state is a good thing and it's all this police state garbage is for your help and keep paying your taxes, people? This republic's still the greatest place in the world. Ha! What republic? Daryl last night was exactly spot on. We ain't got no more republic. We're supposed to, but it's been co-opted, usurped, and conquered by the communists, and now we have a democracy where they can brainwash a bunch of stupid idiots into pulling that lever for D for dumbass or R for retard and think that one of the two political parties is going to save them from the other one. When was the last time anybody ran as an independent? I told you right when Trump came out, I told you, if he's not running as an independent, he's not for real. If he signs up with the Democrat corporation or the Republican corporation, they're not political parties, people. They're corporations. They have stockholders, stakeholders, shareholders. They're beholden to everybody else except the people that they purport to be representing. We have nothing to do with popular representation. We have a giant corporation run by executives. And this is the problem. When you run a government like a business, it turns into a giant pile of corporate greed, and all the people's lives will be destroyed. Government's not supposed to be run by like a business. supposed to be run like a public service. Remember public servanting? Not Nazi-ing, public servanting. Remember, everybody? Hello? I know it's a way. Remember diplomacy? You never hear that word anymore. All you hear is foreign policy, foreign policy, foreign policy. That means a bunch of whores in the White House make up stuff that fits right in with the Rothschild Vatican bankers and issue the playbook to the street Nazis, and the stupid idiots in the military will go off and kill anybody anywhere if they're ordered to do it. Of course, they're getting paid well with the backwards American flag and the whole disgusting pot. Boy, the stupidest thing anybody could ever do right now is enlist in the military. Are you kidding me? It long since ceased and desisted being anything to do with, fighting for our freedom or anything like that. Are you kidding me? They're fighting for my slavery. The reason, because there's jackasses in the military overseas conquering other places, they should be here fighting against our domestic enemies. Tom LaGuevara sat in prison for a year. Where was the 86th Marine Division or whatever to go liberate Tom LaGuevara? Where's the big red one or where's the tanks and helicopters free in the bunny? Not a one to be seen. Please. Okay, so get your asses home, Mr. and Mrs. Military, and start defending us against enemies domestic. Is Gary or Chris out there? Beautiful. Let's start with Gary. He's got seniority, and we need a prayer. Gary, how are you tonight, my friend?
Very, very good. Thank you, Eric. Once again, I want to thank you for your zeal of bringing forth the truth of what really is happening in America. And I want to go to prayer, but before I do that, we don't want to forget and never forget this. The pulpits of America, I don't care what the denomination they want to call them, maybe not all of them, but the majority of the pulpits of America, they could care less about telling the truth and sharing the truth, because the scripture says the truth will set us free. And it's unbelievable over the years what our Bible study group has found about the truth and the lies that are being told from the pulpits. This is where it's disgraceful. It's disgraceful. And when you approach them, which we have done, what they will do, they'll excommunicate you as a heretic. I talked to a gentleman tonight who was excommunicated down in Indiana, and he knows Chris pretty well. And this is not unusual. And I state this again, and I hope Republic Radio can always do that. As long as a person can bring on the truth and make sure he brings forth the truth of what the scriptures are really saying, I hope that they never deny that right on Republic Radio. And I thank them for the ability that they've given me, as long as I stick to the truth. And I said, and I will do that, stick to scriptures and truth. And as long as they do that, I think that's a wonderful advantage that we have here on the Truth Radio, because there are a number of people across the country who understand the problems in the pulpit. With that, we'll go to prayer for the asking our Heavenly Father if he might look down and change the system in the pulpits of America and put it upon their hearts and put the guilt right where it belongs, right in their hip pocket, where they take the money to spread off these evil things and these errors of that they brought forth in scripture over the years and years. And as nothing's changed in my lifetime, I've heard it since I was old enough, and I'm 83 coming up shortly. I've heard it since I was old enough to understand it, and I could never believe that once I shared the truth with the people, I'd ever, ever be excommunicated out of a Baptist church for telling the truth. That is a demeaning situation, but I understand it. I understand it more fully now than I ever did. So, Father, please bring forth, and we're thankful for who you are and what you are. You have all the power. It's just a matter of when you're ready to wield out your power. If we continue down the road we're doing, there's going to be a day and a time that you're going to come forth and you're going to bring the truth and the light to the people of Israel, and they'll understand in the direction they will go. And I'm sure that our Father will take care of all the races of the people. He created them. He has a purpose. But it's, that purpose is not put in our book to understand exactly. But we should never treat them, treat other races as evil or enslave or do any of these things. This is something we should never, ever do. And, of course, our forefathers did some of that. It's been done around the world. And, of course, they enslave each other if you study history. So, Father, we're thankful again for the opportunity to come in freedom and to pray and ask upon your ask these things upon your name, Yodi Vahi, so be it.
Thank you so much, Gary, and you're right. They enslaved us. They enslaved everybody. They'll enslave anyone. Any people in positions of power will enslave anyone if it adds to their, oh, their ability to gain power and control, and, of course, satisfy their lust for greed. Greed usually comes at the lower levels for the people who just want more money and more stuff, and they're acquiring, and building up and building it. You know, to what end? I mean, I think the Lord, when he was here, said, you know, basically, to put it in a nutshell, earn as much as you can and give it all away. Or within reason, you're not going to leave your family starving. But, I mean, really, the iniquity is, you know, and this is why so many... the young people are brainwashed into leftism and communism and socialism because they see the iniquity. The elite, so to speak, have lost their heart and soul. They serve themselves. They serve the corporate agenda and the incorporated entities that they live and die for.
Mm-hmm. Well, who owned the slave
right after
ships?
This up-
who were the owners of the slave ships?
Well, exactly. I mean, the British were
exactly.
The...
Exactly. Who are read our history.
Right. Well, the British, the Arabs, the blacks. I mean, everybody owned the slaves.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever... I mean, once again, it doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what sex you are. Everyone can be either predisposed to doing great good or great evil. And you'll find good and evil in every race and in every group, so to speak. We'll be right back after this break. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris. You're listening to Resurrect the Republic on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Oh, honey, though our friendship ceases from now on. And won't you listen if you can't say anything real nice? It's better not to talk at all, that's my advice. We're split, you go your way, I'll go mine, it's best we do. Here's a kiss and I hope that this brings lots of luck to you. Well, it makes no difference how I carry on. You remember, you can't talk about me when I'm gone.
All right. Woo! Welcome back to the broadcast, my friends. Thank you for joining us on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We appreciate you being with us tonight. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris. Gosh, where do we leave off? I mean, I've read the military news before. As long as the three-letter agencies can stay up and running, and they'll give you lip service, they're going to repair the BLM. They're going to give the BLM a kinder, gentler a facelift. They're going to new coat of paint and retile the floor and put a new toilet in and call it all good, and you're going to have the same secretary ding-dong and the same Nazi thugs running around thinking that they own you and own all the land in the country because the idiot attorneys in the legislature or the Congress told them it was okay. I don't know if I read this one yet. The U.S. Air Force Research Laboratory has awarded Lockheed Martin the contract to design, develop, and industrialize the laser advancement for next-generation compact environments. LANCE. Oh, great, another acronym. Get everybody comfortable with it. Laser advanced for next-generation compact environments. Oh, boy, lasers. Component of its laser advanced for next-generation compact environments component of its embryonic airborne self-protect high-energy laser demonstrator program. Holy S-H-I-T. Did you listen to this? Okay, laser advancement for next-generation compact environments component of its embryonic airborne self-protect high-energy laser demonstrator program. Hang on tight, folks. They're developing lasers for compact environments. What do you think those compact... Where... Do anybody want to take a guess? Where do you think those compact environments are going to be? They're not going to be in Baghdad or Kabul. Okay? They're going to be in New York, L.A., Boston, Miami. Get it? Okay, so as long as the three-letter agencies can stay up and running, as long as the military does... And there's thousands of articles. Northrop Grumman delivers first operational MQ-4C Triton to the U.S. Navy. Bangladesh issues tender for light armored vehicles. You know, Kelvin Hughes delivers second Sharp-Eye submarine radar set for Pakistanis, Khalid Class 20. Great! Kelvin Hughes is supplying the Pakistani, the largest Muslim nuclear country in the world. Did you get that? The largest nuclear-armed Islamic state in the world is being armed by Kelvin Hughes, good old all-American military-industrial complex corporation. Don't you love it? Want to talk about sound like we're arming our enemies a little bit? Does it bring back fond memories of Donald Rumsfeld, who's the non-executive director? Think about that title for a minute. Non-executive director. He's a director, but he's not an executive. That means they brought him in from the outside. ABB sold light water reactors to North Korea back in the 90s. Okay? So Rummy and, of course, Hillary and Bill Clinton had to rubber stamp. Yeah, see, you get both ends of the political spectrum here. You get the Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Trump, neocon, warmonger agenda. And, of course, Bill and Hillary Clinton, those good Democrats, they signed right off on it. And ABB sold light water nuclear reactors to North Korea back in the 90s, and now we're claiming that, uh-oh, we got to go kill North Koreans because they're developing nuclear weapons. I wonder where they got the technology. Thanks, Rummy. Thanks, Dick. Thanks, George. Thanks, Obushma. Thanks, Trump. Does anybody think this is going to go away or get reversed with the biggest warmongers and the biggest Wall Street executives in the world sitting right next to Trump, and you don't think he didn't know who these people were when he put them next to him? He hired people that would not be yes men. He hired smart mother you-know-what. He thought this through, or his handlers did. They said, we're not going to hire yes men. We'll hire no men, people who disagree with Trump, and then guess what? That gives Donald Trump a wall of Pretoria protection to say, oh, these people all around me are giving me bad advice. Whoops. How convenient. He put these people there knowing full well he could have a whole bunch of fall guys and fall girls around him taking the blame, taking the fall, taking the heat, acting like they're the deep state. Nobody's looking behind the curtain at the Warburgs and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. No. Even though we have our own personal Rothschild plantation manager here in upstate New York, Arnie Rothschild. He's the owner of one of the local TV networks. He's a Republican strategist who has supported multiple Democrats throughout his career. Don't you love that? And the stupid idiots in upstate New York, like a bunch of retards, keep going down and voting for a Republican. Yeah, that's going to create. Smart move. Hello, well, hello, witch's court. You're going to wind up there in some way or another. Or you're going to be a slave and pay everything out the you-know-what that the government demands of you. And think that it's lawful because the attorney members of the bar sitting in legislative positions passed some piece of toilet paper out of Albany or Washington or Berlin that says do this, do that, do a third? I don't think so. Cannot legalize the unlawful. Oh, but they are trying, aren't they? Not going to let them get away with it, are we? Gary and Chris will be right back at their Caribbean Network.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting and a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you. Well, don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine, and we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's alright, yes, everything's alright, yes.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you. Never your heart forget out. Then you feel everything's alright, yes, everything's fine. And it's cool and the ointment sweet for the fire in your head. Close your eyes and relax, think of nothing to know.
Everything's alright, yes, everything's alright, yes.
Come on, to find on the brand new and expensive product instead for the poor. Why has it been wasted? We could have raised maybe 300 silver pieces or more. People who are hungry.
To save the poor from their lot, there will be more always pathetically struggling. Look at the good things you've got. Think while you still have me. Move while you still see me. You'll be lost. You'll be so, so lonely when I'm gone.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for staying with us on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I had to let that play out a little. That was Ian Gillan from Deep Purple doing playing Jesus Christ and the Jesus Christ Superstar soundtrack, which back the original one from 1970 was excellent. I know the modern stuff, spinoffs, and the rock opera cheese, but that was a good soundtrack, so we appreciate Von Elman and Ian Gillan and Murray Head there. So thanks for staying with us on the RBN Network. It's Eric with Gary and Chris. So, look, there's slaves and slave owners.
Eric?
Yes, sir.
May I bring Chris on for us? I wanted to just share with him, if he's there, if he gets unmuted. I talked to a real good friend of him tonight, of his name is Brent. He's from Indiana. That's all I'm going to go with. But I had a real nice conversation with him, and I'm sure that Chris would want to know that. So I'll see if Chris is there, okay?
Chris, are you with us?
Well, of course I am. And
I didn't quite catch the name. I apologize, Gary.
His first name is Brent.
Oh,
from
Brent.
Indiana.
Oh, of course, I know who you're talking about. And
there you go. He said to say hello to you.
Oh, yes, absolutely. He is a marvelous preacher himself in his own right.
I've known him for years.
Oh, well, you're a blessed man for knowing him. And I don't mind sharing his name, and I don't think he would mind. I've quoted him on this show several times before. In fact, when I spoke about Hippocrates, I gave credit to Brent Allen Winters, commonlawyer.com, and his study Bible that he's written with multiple references, notes, cross-references, multiple language interpretations of ancient Hebrew, Latin, Greek, and Chaldee. So I'm just thrilled that you two know each other. The world is a better place.
Yeah, we went into some depth on the scriptures tonight. He called me in, and very interesting, very, very interesting man. He's got a couple cases for us up here, too. So, yeah. How are things going with you, Chris?
Well, more skullduggery and treachery in this criminal court. In fact, I've read something recently on a compendium by Dale Pond that tells us the USDC courts are outlaw courts because they're not American law courts. It's foreign law. It's been slipped under our noses like the camel's nose into the tent through incrementalism and the capturing of the complete legal system by the bar, and very few people cognize the difference between the USDC and the small d, small c district courts of the U.S. to the original jurisdiction under Article 3. They pose themselves so, but when you hear the term an administrative Article 3 court, that's an oxymoronic term of the polar opposite. It cannot be administrative and be Article 3. It's an impossibility.
Well, it's like saying sovereign citizen. It's an oxy, like you said, it's called an oxymoron. It's using two words together that contradict one another. You can't have it both ways. And the sovereign citizen, you're either sovereign or you're a citizen. A citizen is a subject. Don't forget, in Rome, in 212 AD in ancient Rome, all free men of the empire became citizens. When you become a citizen, you're not a free living man anymore. You're a subject to the entity that you are living under, and you are literally it's truly a subject. What's another word for it, Chris? A citizen. I guess you could even stretch it to a slave. You're
slave, goyaim, things.
There you go. You're subservient. That's right. You're a servant. You're a servant. A citizen is pretty much, I think, the closest thing would be a subject or a servant. And that's what a citizen is. It is the antithesis of freedom.
It's a combination of two words, city and denizen, under the jus civilis,
correct,
city law of Rome.
Yep. Well, we know there are slave owners in every race. Every race, white, black, Muslim, Spanish, whatever, whatever nationality, not only race, but whatever nationality. Name your group. Every group has slaves and slave owners. That's why I try not to make it too much of a racial thing. Everybody, you know, and I don't begrudge anybody. Well, worship whatever you want to worship. Or your pedophile priests, or your vicar generals, or your archbishops. You know, link up with the banking establishment and start owning so much of the big blocks of our country that they're not anymore just there to worship anything. They're there to own us. And so when you start setting up your fiefdoms in religious drag within our governmental structures and start ruling the people with your quote-unquote religion or whatever, worship, you know, in the disguise of worship, of course, you got to suck the people in by making them think that you hear about God. But when we get to the real super higher, the superstructure, the hierarchy, the highest levels, it's all about ownership. It's about corporate ownership. It's about corporate slavery. It's about investments. It's about keeping all that enormous. I mean, what do they don't, these giant religions don't do anything, and yet they're the wealthiest entities in the world, well, along with the royal families. and a few Zionist bankers like the Rothschilds, the Warburgs, etc. So, and that's, you can trace, I mean, really, the powers that at the top have consolidated a great deal over the last 20, 30 years. They've grabbed up all the media into just four or five corporations, and those four or five corporations have the same big block stockholders. So those four or five corporations go back to just a couple of, you know, more or less individuals. A lot of them hide behind brokerage houses and investment firms, but a lot of them don't. The Lady Rothschild's on there, so is the Queen Elizabeth and all her holdings. Hundreds and hundreds of multinational corporations they own, more than anybody else, and more than Goldman Sachs, more than J.P. Morgan, more than Citibank. It's amazing. So it's a lot of them, you know, they're going by the old hide in plain sight routine. So anyway, tyranny does not discriminate. We're all, anybody can get dragged into the witch's court. Don't think anybody's out there that you're immune from it or it hasn't got you yet. You're going to, you know, this is why I get that message of jury nullification out to everybody you can in your community. A lot of broadcast, we about tyranny and corporate government and being a subject as a citizen instead of a free man or woman, and what you do when you get dragged into the court, and, you know, how do you protect your property, and where is this country going, where's the world going, and when's the creator coming back to help right this wrong that we're so deep into. So anyway,
hey,
with that, yeah, sure, what's up, Chris?
Well, you know, I happened across this article on WhiteHouse.gov, Presidential Actions and Executive Orders, this new executive order blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption, December 2017.
I saw that. Yeah, you sent that to me. Let me cut right to the chase, and then I'll let you open it up a little and describe it to the listeners. Am I incorrect in assuming, and not in assuming, because I read most, I didn't spend a lot of, I mean, it's only so much, I had to kind of just run through it real quick, but I got the gist of it. Now, it looks good on the surface, but is there not some dangerous precedent lurking in that text that could be used, misused, and abused to do things that we don't want our government doing, even though on the surface it looks like they're going after, you know, criminals and whatnot? Am I being too suspicious on that, or what's the deal, Chris?
I think you're precisely correct, Eric. It's a Trojan horse, if you will. Initially starts out incrementalism by picking the low-hanging fruits, the easy ones for everyone to hate, Hillary Clinton, the Bush cabal, George Soros,
exactly.
Other global parents,
and
take their assets. So they're doing asset forfeiture, seizing the assets, freezing the assets, their investments, their property holdings, everything around the world. Now, on the surface, this doesn't sound like such a bad plan, except for the fact that it also invokes martial law, the way I read it, and becomes a War Powers Act under the Lieber Code, Executive Order 100, Francis Lieber, continuing the perpetual state of war here in America under some ruse to confuse. And this one here, it's like economic and human property rights, abuse, or corruption. And this is exactly what this is all about. This is the Holy Roman Empire, or Roman Empire, if you like it better, Justinian's Code, Just Civilis, the Lex Rex versus the Lex Mercantoria, the law of the law merchant versus the law of the royal king, or the regis. These are very dangerous things, and, you know, we all prefer Trump to Hillary Clinton, but it's kind of like choosing between the bride of Satan or Satan himself. I mean, it's just... Well, it's not much of a choice. It maybe have some superficial appearances.
That's exactly right. Chris, that was extremely well said, and I just want to shut up and give the rest of the program over to you and have you keep going. That, you're exactly right. It is a ruse to confuse. It looks good. They're going after the Bush and Hillary, but are they really? And we all know there's a lot bigger fish to fry than them. And
yeah, who's next? When will it get to me and you?
And then even if they do scoop them up, does that not set a precedent for what they're going to do? I saw the same thing lurking in that text, a whole bunch of tyranny, including military law, martial, what Chris described as martial law. In no joke in this new executive. This is how they sneak it through. All the people waving that Trump flag and, oh, da-da-da, we're going to make America. They just can't see the cliff that they're about to walk over following this Pied Piper, Donald Caesar.
Well, it's also a global scam plan. So therefore, there's no limitations on boundaries. They can follow anybody anywhere on the earth under this broad scope of powers he's assuming to assert under his executive privilege.
Right. And simultaneously, he's working with Eric Prince of Blackwater fame, or infamous.
Same.
To develop a private, and I read this article, I read this whole proposal a couple of weeks ago. I have to do it again just to remind people how dangerous this is. They're building their own private spy army within the administration, accountable to no one, elected by no one. It's just like it, but you know what? They're going to fight the deep state. Oh, yay, go team. The white hats are here. I've been saying I knew it since, I know since day one. As soon as this white hat thing came out, I said, yeah, I guarantee you this is a CIA, Mossad, MI6 psychological intelligence operation on the American people. They run them all the time. Look how stupid people have become. Okay, and I could tell right away that they're running this operation. It's a psychological game that they're playing with people. You agree with that, Chris?
Absolutely. The 10th Psychological Operations Group. Sun Tzu, number one, the art of war is know your enemy or perish at your loss. And, of course, when we go into Edwin Bernays and Joseph Goebbels, if we can scare the enemy and beat the drums of fear until they're scared to death, and they're like fainting sheep, and they just pass out and give up. They're too scared. They crawl in the rabbit hole and shake and fear to come out until the scary booger man goes by.
Right. And they're
paralyzed.
Of course, this requires the other side of the coin, which is not, you got the fear and the over on that side to scare people and get with the national security, terrorism and all this stuff and all these false flag operations that are staged by CIA brainwashed useful idiots. And then you have on the other side of this coin, the good guys, the white hats. The white hats are here. Good. They're going to, all these good guys in the
government.
Well, listen. Look, if there's any good guys left in the government, they better leave or they're not good guys anymore, or girls. They're serving such an evil master that unless they're completely betraying that evil master and coming, feeding intelligence to the patriot community, I've seen that happen, and they usually get outed pretty quick and get put out to pasture. They don't last long, but God bless them, the ones that do. And some of them, it pays off for them. Their career gets, they get rewarded for it. So anyway, but then you get the white hats. And I said, wow, you know, dollars to donuts. That this white hat, black hat thing, it reeks of good Mason, bad Mason, which is what I've called this whole Trump phenomenon. Here's your good Mason, Donald Trump. He's a globalist. He's a corporatist. He's a new world orderist. But they're going to call it a global world order with America great and America at the helm instead of Russia or China. Or you know, England, it's going to be America at the helm. And that way, that's how you get everybody to back this whole warmonger state that we're running into. So you got the white hats. I can guarantee you people, it's a psychological operation playing on the minds of patriots to get them to stand down and not be active in taking back their local county. The white hats are going to do it up in the federal. CIA has got all these white hats and all these units of the military. 10,000 Marines have just been given orders to go execute 50,000 arrest warrants for all the pedophile. Bullshit crap. Are you kidding me? Show me. Show me the witches court hearings and the whatever pleas are being made and whatever's going to trial. No more of this. Oh, yeah, well, the pedophile networks are getting taken. People are getting arrested, but the courts are blah, blah, blah. Of course, back to the witch's court, and nobody ever hears anything more about the whole thing ever again. Of course, no pedophile. 6,500 children raped under this cardinal law who got promoted to the Vatican before he died recently. He never got took to task. Neither did any of the 6,000 or more pedophile Pharisee priests that he shuffled around from one diocese to the next so they could do it again and never have to face their own witch's court. And, of course, who manages every diocese? Who manages every diocese? The Vicar General. Chris?
your analogy on the black hats and the white hats, the red coats, the blue coats, the Bloods, the Crips, the prosecution and the defense pretense. They all come out of the same bar local. They all came out of the same gang hood. They all come out of the same NFL team or National Basketball Association team, which is big union. So they might play for this club next week and that club next week. They may be on offense this week or defense next week. They just change their costumes, change their numbers, change the color of their wardrobe. And it's still the same people, the same criminals, the same monsters in different disguises every week. And we're too stupid to notice the difference. They're all on the same team, the team against us, to destroy us.
Yeah, the we doesn't include us listeners at the RBN Network, but we know what you're saying. And look, hey, they're going to throw a few small fish to the people like an Anthony Weiner or Kenneth Lake. Pull me out a big name, a really big Hollywood mogul, Zionist banking establishment back, major president of MGM or something like that, or president of a Ted Turner level executive. Or a royal family member, and I mean high, Ruth Rothschild next to their name, or one of the vicar's men, a high-level priest. I mean, not just one of the little fish that happened to get. But there's thousands of them. You're not going to see one big name get busted. You're not going to see anything made of these court cases. This is why Eric hyper-focuses on the witches' court, because there's all this baloney going around about these pedophile networks being taken down by, the Trump administration. He's getting credit for everything. And everything stops at the witch's court and the whole thing disappears and they clean it up and we never hear anybody going to prison. We don't hear anybody turning over on anybody else higher than them. We know these go back to many Satan worshiping cults, Luciferian groups. Ask any detective that. They'll tell you there's a lot of Luciferianism and Satanism out there, and they do horrible things. They don't always get caught. They're difficult nut to crack because many of the players are very high-level people in the government and the courts. So the investigation always seems to stop when it hits the witches' court, or the prosecution and incarceration seems to stop for all these recent pedophiles. You don't hear anything. Show me the names, the big names that have been taken down. And we know big names are involved in these child abuse rings. Nobody from the church, no vicars, no priests, nothing. Show it to me, and I'll be happy to advertise it on the air. I'm not seeing any. It's like taking an Olympic-sized swimming pool, taking out two drops of water, and pretending that you made a difference. And it's just, I'm not buying it. So the white hat thing, to me, that's my opinion, that the whole white hat thing's a scam. It's designed to get people to be comfortable and think that Prince Valiant or Prince Charming or King Arthur. Sir Galahad's going to come riding in on the white horse with all the troops and save the day, like in the Lord of the Rings at the end, blah, blah, blah. And we're all going to be liberated. And guess what? People aren't really getting her done at the local level. They're not going into the witch's court on jury selection day to pass out jury nullification flyers to everybody out in front of the courthouse. And that's the solution. That's what the enemy's really afraid of. Want to take a swipe at the man? Get out there. Go to courtroomwatch.com. And download a bunch of jury nullification flyers. It's real easy. It's a nice, neat little PDF. You don't have to retype anything. Feel free if you want to fancy it up a little, but use what's there and pass them to everybody you know. That's your measure of protection in your community. If the people of your community, your town, your county know that it's not only their right, it's their duty to judge the law as well as the facts. If the law sucks or it's oppressive or you don't like it, hey, that's part of the verdict. Not guilty. I don't care if somebody broke a statute. Poor Shane Bennett was sleeping in his house 11 years after a drug possession charge in upstate New York, and this New York State Special Operations and Response Team kicked his door in and destroyed his life, stole a whole bunch of stuff as well, and one of the judges said that was a pattern. 2 days before Thanksgiving, because he had guns in the house, that was it. Didn't use them on anything, didn't threaten anybody with them. It was a farmer's gun collection that his wife's dad had given them. And just, shotguns and old rifles and stuff that any farmer would have. 11 years after a minor drug possession, this is why the drug war is so important. If the Trump administration can keep the drug war going and the international war, the conquest, the military-industrial complex, the domestically, the national security state, he's done everything he needs to do for the New World Order. They could give you all this lip service about a wall and trade deals that they're going to get reversed and these little executive orders that we just discussed tonight are very dangerous. Don't buy into this whole thing that Trump's a good guy and he's going to use all this new blanket power that he has across the board to create private spy armies and military law, martial law, property seizure, execution squads worldwide. Come on, that's going to come home to roost to all us patriots. It already has. Look at Tom LaGuevara. Look at the Bundys. A closing quick prayer, Gary, maybe a minute.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we can now. We have about one minute, Gary.
That was off. Okay, our Father, we thank you very much for this opportunity you've had tonight to share the truth and the word and also updates that's happening across our country. Father, we pray for our country. We pray for our people that are trying to do that, which is to bring back the real republic and make us once again a great nation under our Father, Yadivahi. With that, we will say, bless his name, and we say, so be it.
Thank you so much, Gary. Yes, we do need to get back to being, the thing that's going to make America great is when we all have our freedom restored. I hate to use that word. No one can ever take your freedom. They can only violate it. And the violations are great right now, and they're enormous. The government should have one purpose right now, and that's to remove itself, disintegrate, and go away. Bye-bye. People can handle their own affairs in this formerly free republic. Tomorrow we will talk more about this on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris. Thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you, Mike, on the board. Appreciate everything you do. Thank you, Mike Herzog and Tom LaGuevara. Thank you, John Stott Miller. And don't forget Pruitt's Tree Resin. That's Pruitts. It's an amazing product. It worked on me and my dog as well. It's a topical miracle. Go check it out at PruittsTreeResin.com. They support this broadcast, so help them out and buy your stuff there. Thanks a lot. We'll see you tomorrow on the RBN Network.
Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm,